Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man whose trust is in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit. So that is saying, no matter what you're going through, when you trust God, you will keep producing fruit that honors him and advances his kingdom, no matter what you're going through. That's what that's saying. You're going to keep flourishing. It says in Psalms 91, they that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Psalms 92, they that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. The word flourish means abundant fruitfulness. You're going to keep producing when you're planted in the house of the Lord. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And in their old age, they will continue to produce fruit. You see that? Doesn't matter your age, doesn't none of that. As long as you're planted in the house of the Lord, you're going to continue to produce fruit.
Grace.
No matter what you're going through. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And we're all going to go through things. Remember, we talked about that last week. You know, it could be the loss of a loved one. It could be, you know, a loss of a job. It could be bankruptcy. It could be a lot of different things, but you're going to get through. Am I making sense? You're going to get through, and you're going to come out in a better place when you keep trusting God in this. And so that's the whole idea. We got to keep trusting him. So, and then he says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes the flesh his strength. For he shall be like a shrub planted in the desert and will not see when good comes. So when you try to do it yourself, you can't even see good when it's right on the end of your nose, right? So we want to see the good, don't we? David said, I can see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I look behind me, I can see goodness following me. But I have to stay and keep trusting. But if my trust gets into a wrong place, I can't see goodness anymore. I'll start to want to complain or want to murmur about something. That's because our trust is in the wrong place. We keep trusting the Lord, you'll see the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen? All right. I want to try to look at this verse in Hebrews 14. No, chapter 5, verse 14. 13 and 14, I think it is. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. So remember, we talked about last week discernment and why it's so important that we understand discernment. What's discernment mean? To identify patterns of the past. To identify and recognize patterns of the past. That's what discernment means. To identify and recognize patterns of the past. So When we start growing in our relationship with God, our discernment starts to increase. And we can see patterns in our life, and we can see patterns in other people's lives. And we're living in a day where we need to be able to see patterns in people's lives, right? That aren't healthy for us to connect with. So when we can see those, it's not that we, you know, we want to judge them. It's not that we want to judge them, but we're going to make decisions and use wisdom, because we're not going to let their patterns contaminate us and move us away from the will of God. Come on, did you hear that?
Amen.
So that's why it's so important to understand this. It says, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. Now, the word of righteousness. Wednesday night, I was teaching on out of Romans chapter 1. And Paul said this in verse 16 and 17. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. For therein the righteousness of God is made known, revealed. For wherein? What? The gospel. Did you hear that? We have to keep hearing the gospel, the good news. The good news. See, that's what this is. This is good news. And there's all kinds of negative news around us. We're inundated with negative news. That's why you have to be intentional about receiving and hearing the good news.
Amen.
You see this? And that's why it says the gospel. It's only revealed in the gospel. Nowhere else. You have to be in a place where the gospel is being taught and preached and elevated. Are you with me?
Yes.
One gospel. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father of all, right?
Amen.
One gospel. And that gospel reveals to you areas in your life that he's trying to redeem, that he's trying to help you break up the fallow ground and put some new seed in. You see that? That's what the gospel does. It begins to show you areas in your life that he's trying to help you with. And that's why we need to keep hearing it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. It's so important that we keep hearing the gospel over and over. But it's not the same message. It's the word of God. The gospel comes through the word of God. You see that? And it shows us righteousness. Now, think about this. Righteousness means right standing. So if I'm going to be in right standing with my spouse, I need to keep hearing the good news. You see that? If I'm going to be in right standing with God, I need to keep hearing the good news.
Amen.
That's the vertical relationship. So if I'm going to be in right standing with people, I need my neighbor, I need to keep hearing the good news to be in right standing with people, to be in right standing with God, to be in right standing with my bank, right? To be in right standing with the people I work with, my boss. You see that? It comes out of the gospel for a believer. It comes out of the gospel for everybody. It says, this is for everybody. This is what I was teaching on Wednesday night. This is important to understand, because look what it says. When you only drink milk, you're unskilled in the what? The word of righteousness. And when you're unskilled in the word of righteousness, you keep making wrong decisions and going in the wrong directions. And you keep acting like a child, for he is a babe. The word babe is the word nepios. Nepios means not able to talk. Remember Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I spoke as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, talking about maturing, when I became a man, I put away childish things. You see, if you don't grow and mature, you keep acting childish. And that will cause you to end up in places you don't want to belong and you don't want to be a part of. And with people you don't really want to be next to. Making sense? Unskilled in the word of righteousness. I have to keep hearing the good news. Without hearing the good news, I'm not going to be skilled in the word of righteousness. I have to hear it. It's so insignificant. It is. And it just helps you make decisions in life. Now, let's look at this next one. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That's people who are growing. Full age is just means people who are growing and maturing. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses. Remember, the word senses is your emotions and your feelings. Your emotions and your feelings. That your emotions and feelings, every time you get off track with God, it's in your emotions and your feelings. They always take you to wrong places. You see that? You don't see that. That's why it's so important to understand what I'm saying. Now look, having their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So what happens, the more we exercise our discernment, it helps you and I to discern the good and the evil that's around us and that's trying to keep us away from the will of God. You see that? This is significant because, folks, take a look at our country. Look at what's going on in our country. I'm seeing things I have never seen before. We have to have our discernment growing and developing because there's so much out there that's trying to move you away from you being in the will of God. And you have to redeem the time because the days are evil, the Bible says. And it says you can know what the will of the Lord is. We can know what the will of, but we have to be intentional about it. You have to be purposeful about it. It's not going to just fall on you because you're you. You have to get yourself around people, God's people, and get yourself in a place where the good news is going out and the righteousness is being revealed. And now you can begin to walk and grow and mature in the things of God. And it starts to put your life together. That's why the word salvation, remember, to make whole from many scattered parts. In other words, we come to God scattered. Our lives are scattered, but he puts them back together with his word and the Holy Spirit. He puts us back together like Humpty Dumpty.
Hallelujah.
When Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall, Humpty had a great fall, right? That's kind of the way we had a great fall, didn't we?
Yeah.
We fell from grace, but now God's bringing us back into that.
Praise God.
Through his word.
Yeah.
You see that? Look at this. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So discernment is a big word, and it's a word that we're going to have to get familiar with in the days ahead because I'm not going to belabor it, but we've got to grow in this discernment. If you don't grow in discernment, remember, I went to Pilgrim's Progress, and the guy that was in the play, Christian, he kept getting off the path to God, to the celestial city to see the king. He got off the path all these times, and then he was attacked by the devil and all of his demons all the time. Well, every time he got off the path, it wasn't the devil and the demons, it was himself. Remember? And so he got to the end and he saw the king. But the problem, his whole journey, his whole life journey, wasn't the devil and all his demons. The problem was he wanted to be king. And that's what we want. We want to be king in our life. You see that? And we want to control things. And that's our problem. That's why we need to keep hearing the good news about God. Now listen to me. What I shared to you from Romans, it says God's anger in Romans 1:18, God's wrath is against godlessness and unrighteousness towards men. Godlessness speaks of your relationship with Him. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. See, you will act godlessness. You will act ungodly if you're not in a healthy relationship with God. You see that? You will do and act ungodly if you're not in a healthy relationship with God. That's why His anger is against it. Because His anger, He's trying to get everything the best to you. When you receive Him, He's trying to get the best to you and for you. But you stop it because you want to run your own deal. You see that? And unrighteousness towards men. Your neighbor, that's love your neighbor as yourself. See, that's the two greatest commandments. When you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, that's why God's anger is against that. He's against it when you try to live life your own way. Because He knows He can't get His best to you and for you. So you can promote and advance His kingdom here now. And others will come in the new creation for all eternity. Making sense? I know. I hope I'm making sense. I think I'm making a whole dollar, but
it's gonna
make sense, folks. Listen to me. We got to understand who's around us and the people we're connecting with. Because listen to me, the people you connect with, your relationships are your future. You're going in the direction of your relationships. That's where you're going. You need to be in relationship with people you can trust. You need to trust God. But here's how you start to trust people. You live out of your love for yourself. You love your neighbor as you love yourself. When you love God and He shows you you, now you can love you. Now you can love people like you couldn't love them before. You can love your enemies. But you see, you got to get the vertical and then the horizontal. When you love yourself, you can love people. You see this? You see, but you can't love people and trust people if you don't really understand and love yourself. That's why it takes time to grow and mature. Because if you got all that ick and junk in you, a lot of times the junk is in us when in our formative years from how we were raised by our parents. Oh, he's getting psychological on it. Yeah. Your dad abandoned you. You can't blame those problems for the rest of your life.
That's right.
God says, I want to deal with those problems. Well, I was abused. I was traumatized. Well, that's what we're talking about today. You have deficits and whatever it is, trauma, if you have that in your life, God wants to deal with that. When He deals with that, now you can love people.
Yeah.
Well, my parents went through a divorce and I don't even know my dad. Well, that happened for a reason. And God's going to use you to help other people go through what you went through. And He will heal you in an environment like this so you can be healthy in life. And not be critical and judgmental of people, but now I can help people.
Right.
You see that? Your deficits and your dysfunction come from a lot of your formative years when you were raised, how you were raised. Well, I got saved. Yeah, you did. But you got to grow and mature now. You got to grow and learn. You got to learn and understand the new creation, right?
Amen.
You got to grow in that. And that's what God is trying to do. He's trying to help us grow and mature through the good news about everything He has for us and all He's done for us. So I need to be able to discern, identify the patterns of the past, right? need to identify and recognize the patterns of the past. Pay attention. When I start doing that, I start seeing the patterns of the past in my own life. See that? And now I can make adjustments as I keep hearing the good news so I don't remain in those patterns. Okay, so now, each experience we have with a person should teach us what those patterns are. But they should also show us our patterns in our life. We should ask ourselves, what patterns do I have that make me vulnerable to not seeing what others see in that person? See, sometimes you'll stay in a relationship with a person that keeps hurting you. That's because your esteem and your value is down. Remember I told you that woman that was in that group and she was sharing, she was being open, and she said, I've been married 9 times and had 9 different last names. And someone piped up and says, you've been married to one man the whole time. She never dealt with her own problems, so she ended up marrying all those different men that had the same problem. That's the way it is. And I don't care if it's abuse. I don't care what it is. If you don't learn to trust God, you will be held captive to those patterns. I know we're getting in your business, but that's what a Word Church does. Remember, truth is not always comfortable, but truth is always necessary. Now, where is my recognition broken in a way that causes me to trust people who are untrustworthy? Why can I be hurt more than a few times by the same person, or why can I keep trusting the same kind of person over and over and over? When you get in a place like this, that'll stop. It'll stop because God's going to show it to you. And that's the whole idea. But you know what? It's going to get messy because it's going to be painful at times. Because when you stop putting up with your abuse and putting up with all that mess, you've had to make some changes in your own life. Well, now I got to do something new and healthy so I don't go to unhealthy and negative. Is this making sense? This is the way it is. That's called renewing your mind. What's renew mean? It means what? Renovate. When you renovate something, you've got to have a mess before you get to the good. And that's what's going on. He's renovating the way you think and change and what's ahead of you. Now look, sometimes in your family of origin, you were set up and vulnerable by your family. They didn't mean to do it. They just had things in their life they didn't understand. A lot of your parents weren't born again, and they raised you and thought they did the best, so we can't hold them accountable for who we are, right? Now watch. And they become normal. Listen, our deficits and our dysfunctions become normal when you've been raised in that type of environment. Now listen. Otherwise, untrustworthy parents or significant relationships, you have learned dysfunction and abuse, and it becomes normal. You see that? Through wrong relationships in your formative years. And then you start blaming yourself for it. And that's why you got to work on who you are. You got to ask yourself, where am I? Am I improving? Am I growing? Am I maturing in the things of God? Because God is our source, right? He's the one that's created us. He's the one that can help us become what He created us to be. Listen to me. I'm going to talk about something you don't hear about much in church, but I think it's significant and it's important. You have a history of being talked out of your perceptions, feelings, thoughts, and realities. This is called gaslighting. And people who have been gaslighted are often vulnerable and unable, listen to me, to give value to their own realities. You still paying attention? This is significant, folks. So when the next person comes along and talks them out of how they feel or what they see in the relationship, they stay in the relationship with them. You see that? They themselves stay in it because you talk yourself out of Well, you know, it doesn't. When I hit you in the eye and gave you a black eye, that's normal. It's normal for me to bust you out and beat you up and knock your teeth out. That's normal. I saw that when I was growing up, but that's just the way families do. No, it's not normal. But the person that's being done to, they think it is. And they try to express, well, it hurts, you know. It hurts me. And no, that doesn't really hurt. You'll get over it. We'll go, you know, we'll get your teeth. We'll get you some false teeth, and we'll get you a new eye. And, you know, I'm exaggerating. But they'll jump right back into it. Right back into that type of relationship when they don't trust. Am I making sense? Right back into it. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've seen it over and over and over. My discernment. You know, I remember I went to the Kingsburg big church. 3,000 people were coming a week. Before they built the new building, it was just crazy, going crazy. Well, they put me on this board to help them hire people. So the person that they were going to hire was a new counselor. He was going to be the new marriage counselor in the new creations counseling. And so they had me interview him. I asked him all about his strengths. I can do this. I've done this. I've done that. I said, what about your weaknesses? He kept telling me his strengths. How good he can do this. He's got this and he's done all. Never did tell me about his weaknesses. So I go back to the board. And they said, well, we're excited about this guy and we're excited about hiring him. And, you know, and I had to be the one with the bad news. I told him, I said, when my gut tells me something, that's the Holy Spirit. I would not hire this man. I said, I can't pinpoint it. I don't know what it is. But I said, don't hire him. They said, well, we need it. And see that out of desperation for somebody in that position. See, you don't make healthy picks and choices when you're desperate. See, when you're sick yourself, you're going to make wrong choices and wrong picks in life. I'm telling you the truth. A little over a year, that person had a wife and children. He was doing marriage counseling. A woman was coming in to be counseled who had a husband and children. They ended up having an affair and leaving their families. Are you hearing this? And going off and left. The board comes back. We wish we would have listened to you. Does this make sense? I'm just trying to show you. That was discernment working through me. Am I making sense? And it doesn't work that way every time because I've failed a lot of times. But I'm just trying to show you your discernment will pick up things and it will help you and see things if you'll talk to the Lord about it. And look, that could have been prevented. Two families. You see what I'm saying? I remember when that happened, when I first heard it, I started bawling. Because of, you know what I mean? It's like, that's nasty. All right. That's just an example of discernment.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.